injury report, Tyvon Branch did not practice. Miles Burris did not practice. Chimby Chekwa was limited in practice. Maurice Jones-Drew was limited. Matt McCants was limited in practice. Seal Moore did not practice. Nick Roach did not practice. Rod Streeter did not practice. And Matt Schaub did not practice. His is not injury related. He didn't practice today. You know, we'll see. He's got a foot. You know, we'll see if he's able to get out there tomorrow.
Nick Rhodes has gone from practicing limited to not practicing at all.
He was limited again today.
Okay.
Yeah. No, he was limited again today. And really, he's, you know, his status really hadn't changed a lot. And he's still going through the protocol.
They're pretty thin at the linebackers.
Yeah, you know, we'll kind of monitor that as we go through. I'm hopeful that you know, one if not two of those guys could potentially be ready. So we'll, you know, obviously we'll have to see how the week goes, but hopefully somebody will be back out there practicing tomorrow.
So Burris was injured in the game.
Correct.
Is Andre Holmes the next man up without Streeter? Would he be the guy to kind of fill in where Rod?
Yeah, Andre Holmes will be a guy, and Vincent Brown will be a guy that we'll bring in and use. Bryce Butler potentially can be a guy that we'll bring in and use. So we've got some guys that we think can step in and help out in that role.
How did Andre look during camp? Was he kind of uneven?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he made some plays and then probably had some plays that, you know, we wish we could have had back. But we got confidence that Andre, when we put him in the game, he'll go out and make some plays for us. He made a couple plays in the game the other day. You know, he drew the pass interference penalty and had a big catch down the boundary. So, you know, and those are some of the things that Andre did for us last year. And we feel like he can bring some of those things to us again this year.
As you try to make this week as normal as you can, the time schedule and everything mirroring what you do in Alameda, but it's clearly not a normal week.
Yeah.
How did you think practice went today? Did guys look like they were sharp and crisp?
Yeah, I thought practice was pretty good. You know, obviously we got over here Monday morning, and guys had a little bit of time, you know, Monday to try to catch up on some rest, Tuesday to catch up on some rest, and then really get started with kind of basically a normal game week preparation. And I think the further we go into the week, the more acclimated guys will get to the time change, and hopefully that won't be any sort of factor come Sunday.
The Dolphins are coming till about Friday, I think. Do you feel you have an advantage?
I just worry about us, you know. I like the plan. I like the schedule, and you know, we're worried about us and trying to get ready for the game.
Coach, what are your thoughts on the Miami Dolphins? What are the challenges that they present for you?
It's a good football team. You know, I think defensively they're fast, they're aggressive. They do some different things. They like to pressure the quarterback. They've done a great job of being able to get pressure on the quarterback. So we gotta understand, you know, what they're trying to do. They've got their front four is outstanding as far as getting pressure on the quarterback. So we've got to take care of the front four. We've got to be able to make some plays down the field when we get some opportunities. And we're going to need to be able to run the ball and be a balanced offense. You know, their offense presents a lot of challenges. There's some up-tempo stuff. You know, they like to spread you out to be able to try to run the football. They've done a really good job of being able to run the ball. And our ability, again, kind of like we talked about last week, our ability to be able to make tackles in space, I think, will be critical against this team.
You guys have said that you're close in the running game to maybe breaking some bigger runs, things like that. What is missing from being able to do that? Is it run fits? Is it sustaining blocks? Guys finding creases? What's the missing?
Well, I mean, you know, each play is different, you know, and we're probably about a guy away, you know, on a couple of runs to being able to break one, you know. I talked to the team about, you know, the runners are going to have to, you know, be able to make somebody miss to be able to break one. You know, we got to be, assignment perfect up front as far as getting on blocks and sustaining our blocks just a little bit longer. That's really the difference. And, you know, when you really get back and you look at it and you say, well, you know, they ran the ball effectively. Well, you know, it's the margin for error is not very big, and we're pretty close.
It's a significant game for Menelik Watson, obviously. He started out mostly through the preseason as a starter, and then now he's not starting. How would you assess his progress? Where do you think he is?
I think the one thing we got to remember is Menelik's still a young player, and he doesn't have a lot of football experience. He's still relatively young to the game, so I'm not in any way disappointed as far as where he's at. He's just got, he's still got some development to do, some growing up to do, and I still think that he's going to be a really good player at some point. But we felt really good about what Khalif Barnes has been able to do too. So, like I said earlier in the year, throughout training camp, I like the depth on the offensive line. I think we got several guys that can go in and play and help us be effective as an offense. And, we're going to continue to use Menelik. We've used him in some, jumbo tight end type of situations, and we'll continue to do that and see how he continues to come along.
He's never practiced this much straight, in his life without being hurt between that and last year. Have you seen a steady rise of progress from him? Or?
Yeah, he's done a better job at being available on a daily basis, and I think that's kind of step number one to developing yourself into a football player. And so I think the more he can stay out on the field and continue to work and practice and continue to get some game experience, I think he's going to keep growing.
Did Branch and Streeter have surgery, and is there a timeline for those guys yet?
There's no timeline for either one of those guys. Both of them, I believe, are going to need surgery. And we'll just kind of monitor their situations individually and see what the recovery time is.
The defense seemed to really step up in the game against the Patriots, and the feeling from the players seems to be pretty positive about how they played on defense. Do you see that being a momentum situation?
Well, I certainly hope it will be. I do think we played better, but ultimately, there's still a few plays in the game that we need to be able to come up with and we need to be able to make that kind of puts us over the hump and gives us an opportunity to win the game. It's certainly something that we can build off of, but there's still a lot of areas that we got to improve.
Do you anticipate Matt Shaw being coming over here?
I don't. No, I talked to Matt earlier in the week. He's still got some things that he's dealing with his family. Out of respect for him, I'm not really going to comment on what he's got going on, but he's taking care of some family deals, and I think that's important. He probably won't be joining us over here this week.
Are you any more confident at this stage this week that Maurice Jones-Drew fits play Sunday?
Well, he was able to go out there and practice today, so that's a good sign and a good step in a positive direction as far as trying to have him available for the game. So I'm hopeful that he'll be available.
As a British audience, have been reading headlines about social issues in the NFL, specifically domestic abuse things. Can you tell us how big an issue you think they are for the NFL?
Well, listen, I don't think it's just an NFL issue. I think it's a societal issue. And, obviously, I think that's something as a society that we've got to address. I think the National Football League can kind of be at the forefront of that. I think the National Football League really can shape a lot of values in our society, and I think that's what the commissioner is trying to do. I think that's what the National Football League is trying to do.
As a visiting team, do you feel responsibility to be good ambassadors for the sport this week?
Yeah, absolutely. I think whether we were playing in the UK or whether we were playing in the United States, I think it's our responsibility as players, our responsibility as coaches, our responsibility as employees of the National Football League to represent the NFL the way that the way that it should be. So that's something that we take very seriously, and we'll continue to do that.
Time for one more, guys.
Coach, Raider Nation's been waiting for this game for a long time, not just here in the U.K., but in Europe as well. What kind of atmosphere are you looking forward to seeing on Sunday at Wembley?
I think it's going to be a great atmosphere. I think we've got a great following, not only in the United States, but really all over the world. And so I'm looking forward to the game on Sunday. I'm looking forward to seeing the atmosphere and seeing Raider Nation out there supporting us.
Thank you.